righto, I'll tell you what arrived in, well, when I was flicking through the papers overnight or the night before, a furious editorial in the Washington Post newspaper saying that umpire Carlos Ramos had taken a stand against Serena Williams because Serena Williams was a woman and he didn't like a woman telling him what he was to do. Richard Ings is a former professional tennis chair umpire and former ATP Tour executive. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Were you watching the match live?
Yeah, I was.
What was your reaction at the time?
Well, I know Carlos personally. I want to get that out there. He's been a professional umpire for more than four decades. That's how much experience he had. And I feel very sorry for him, but he went through a difficult match. But admiration for him for the way that he properly and correctly applied three very clear and blatant violations of the code of conduct.
Doesn't Serena Williams' protestations are somewhat dissipated by her coach's admission that, yes, indeed, he was coaching?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the ludicrous thing about this. I mean, Miss Williams on court was very vocal about the coaching violation, but her coach readily admits to it. And his excuse seems to be, yeah, I did it, but everyone does it, and I shouldn't have been pinged for it. Well, Carlos Ramos is one of the best officials in the game, and he won't let slide in a Grand Slam final the fact that a coach is in the stands breaking clear rules.
One of her complaints to him was that he was sexist in the sense that he penalised her for a transgression that men have been getting away with. And I suppose we can go back to players like McEnroe and Connors who were allowed to get away with murder, weren't they?
Well, no. I was a chair umpire at the US Open in 1987. We're going back a few years. I was on the centre court at the US Open with 20,000 spectators umpiring John McEnroe versus Slobodan Zivojinovic. And I gave McEnroe a warning, a point penalty and a game penalty that cost him a set. And Carlos Ramos has done the same in similar situations. No, these issues of sexism and racism just don't apply at all in this match. These were breaches of the code of conduct, clear and obvious for any umpire, and courageously called.
Are there some umpires who will let things slide if it's a very well-known player?
Well, no. And look, umpires are not neurally connected. You know, they're not like the ball where they're all thinking and doing exactly the same thing. They apply rules within the framework of how they understand them and their experiences and based on what they see on court. In this match, these three violations by Serena were blatant and obvious, and the US Open officials today have fined Serena US $17,000 for each of these three violations, one of the biggest fines in the Grand Slam final history.
Will he pay a penalty, Carlos Ramos?
No, and neither should he. I wrote an op-ed which was published in Fairfax today, where I said it shouldn't be Carlos Ramos apologising to Serena Williams. It should be Serena Williams who is apologising to Carlos Ramos for three very clear violations of the code, for threatening his employment and for calling him a cheat.
Richard, thank you very much. Richard Ings, former professional tennis chair umpire and former ATP Tour executive.